Report: Media's proof of Doge backlash at town halls was organized by leftists. By Amy Furr on February 25, 2025. Some media outlets have labeled protests against the Elon Musk-led Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, as proof voters are against it. But there is reportedly more to the story, according to the Washington Free Beacon. The outlet cited a recent town hall event with Representative Rich McCormick, RGA, in his deep red district. Some media outlets claim the meeting showed voters are against DOGE, which has been working to help cut wasteful government spending. Video footage appears to show the moment the town hall meeting became heated as McCormick tried to answer attendees' questions. The Beacon named the New York Times, the Washington Post, and CBS News as outlets who pointed to McCormick's town hall and claimed it shows growing bipartisan backlash against DOGE. The article said CBS featured a quote from an organizer of the protest, describing her only as one of the congressman's constituents. The Beacon detailed further information pertaining to the organizer, identified as Maggie Goldman, saying she does live in McCormick's district, but adding more of her background. A self-described Democrat and political activist, Goldman, who did not respond to a request for comment, coordinated volunteers for Pete Buttigieg's presidential campaign in 2019 and 2020, according to her LinkedIn. Shortly thereafter, she ran for her local county commission as a Democrat seeking to enact a more inclusive policy agenda. Goldman has donated exclusively to Democrats and sent Kamala Harris's campaign more than $1,500 last year, according to campaign finance records. The Beacon report also said similar protests have happened at other House GOP town halls and district offices, noting, the demonstrations drove mainstream media coverage of brewing backlash against the Trump administration as the lower chamber left Washington, D.C., for a week-long recess. Well-funded liberal organizations organized many of them. In addition, the outlet noted that the George Soros-funded groups Indivisible and MoveOn were at the center of the demonstrations. In a social media post on February 18, McCormick advertised the town hall in Roswell. "This is an opportunity for you to come and ask your questions, and I will gladly answer them. I look forward to seeing you there," he wrote. More video footage of the town hall caught the moment a woman asks McCormick what he intends to do about reigning in the megalomaniac in the White House. Further into the clip, some of the people gathered continue heckling McCormick as he tries to respond. A recent survey from The Economist/YouGov found that more Americans view DOGE favorably than unfavorably, per Breitbart News. The report noted that DOGE has continued to uncover a trove of government waste, providing updates on its website as well as on X.